California's energy crisis is under control for the moment, but Governor Gray Davis is still wrestling with a public relations mess and a federal investigation. This week, the governor's press secretary acknowledged he bought stock in one of the companies selling power to the state. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For much of the last year, Steve Maviglio has been the governor's outspoken mouthpiece, criticizing power producers for allegedly overcharging the state. At the moment, though, Maviglio is strangely silent, having acknowledged buying stock in one of those power companies just 6 weeks ago. The news comes days after five of the governor's energy consultants were fired for owning stock in the same company. Yesterday, it fell to one of the governor's other spokespersons, Hillary McLean, to defend Maviglio's conduct.
Governor Davis has total confidence in Steve Maviglio. Steve's a great press secretary. He's doing a great job on behalf of the governor and on behalf of the people of California, and he's going to continue to do so.
McLean drew a distinction between Maviglio, who's merely a spokesman for the governor, and the fired consultants, who were actively buying power on the state's behalf. California's Republican Secretary of State, Bill Jones, draws no such distinction, though. Jones, who's hoping to challenge Democrat Davis for the governor's office next year, says there's something rotten going on. He's called on Davis to fire his press secretary and to provide a full accounting of other staffers' financial dealings.
This is a very egregious problem, not only because of the ethical challenge, but also because of the fact that billions and billions of dollars of public money is being spent, and the governor needs to quit stonewalling and come forward with a full disclosure on all these individuals that he's trying to hide.
The governor's press secretary bought $12,000 worth of stock in the Calpine company in late June. Calpine's agreed to sell the state some $13 billion worth of electricity over the next 20 years. Several of the consultants who negotiated those power sales also own stock in Calpine. Their holdings didn't come to light until last month, when they belatedly filed economic disclosure reports. The governor's office downplays the Secretary of State's charges as a politically motivated smear story. But Executive Director Jim Knox of California Common Cause is also raising concerns.
There's certainly some underlying politics, but that should not obscure the fact that the governor's office has shown a cavalier disregard for the state's conflict of interest laws. And this is something that's very troubling and ought to be a concern to all Californians.
The Securities and Exchange Commission reportedly has launched an investigation into the consultant's stock trades. So far, the governor's press secretary hasn't made any money off of his investment. Since he bought in late June, Calpine shares have fallen 10%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.